Our first producer was a famous singer-songwriter down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and he was a staff writer at Fame Recording Studio. And so when we started working with him and we needed some songs, he was always good for songs. And he used to write, before he was writing for us, he used to write for people like Aretha Franklin. And this next song, he wrote originally for James and Bobby Purify, but we did it on our first album. It's one called I'm Your Puppet. We had a single climbing the charts, and it was number 21 at Billboard, the national music press, with a bullet. So it was going up fast, and I quit the band. And you might ask why. Yeah, I have to hear you. Oh, why? Okay. To get a degree in classical music, and you might ask why that, too. So, all right. Yeah, am I a doctor? Not the kind of medical doctor, but I can do all kinds of different things. let me get off the subject, okay? So I quit the band and I got a degree and I started playing the Memphis Symphony where I lived, and I also started working on recording sessions. I ended up playing on things like Isaac Hayes' Shaft and a number of other records, and it worked with a lot of different people, including Mikhail Baryshnikov and Itzhak Perlman and Ben Clyburn and Dionne Warwick and Eddie Arnold. So it was all kind of things. Even Jim Henson's Muppets I used to watch. I remember Muppet things up there. So, but anyway, this is the song that was climbing the charts when I quit. It's called Soul Deep.
Came out last night to listen to all the great music. What an incredible event. God, where the shit does 50 years go? That's what I want to know. How does it go so fast? Well, we would never get to know all you guys, but I'm going to take just a minute to introduce you guys to the Bot Stops up here. And it's a real joy being here. We've had a great time, and Chicago's coming up, and we're honored to be part of it. We're honored to be part of this whole thing. First of all, we've got some guys on horns who are from right around this area. We got our horn players to every city we go to. On the trumpet, Mr. Chris O'Quinn. And on the tenor sax, Robert Gutierrez. Now on the keyboards, he lives in Nashville, Tennessee now. He toured with a couple of people you might have heard of, Waylon Jennings, Dolly Parton, Roy Orbison. And most recently recorded with Brian Adams. This is Mr. Barry Walsh. Back on the drums, it's Spent 30 years doing soundtracks in California. Been on about 200 of them, film, TV, radio, records. He also toured with Seals and Crofts, world tour with the Everly Brothers, Olivia Newton-John. This is Mr. Ron Krasinski. Now to my right, one of the founding original members of the Box Tops from Memphis, Tennessee. This gentleman over here, when he wasn't box topping, he found time to tour with Sam and Dave, Billy Preston, Dobie Gray, Tennessee Ernie Ford, and even Willie Nelson for a time. Mr. Gary Talley. And now over on the keyboards, also one of the founding members of the Box Tops from Memphis. This music stuff runs deep, deep in his family DNA. His dad worked for Sam Phillips at Sun Records and actually played percussion on the very first few Elvis Presley records. And his brother, Beebe, who's no longer with us, played bass for Jerry Lee Lewis for over 25 years. What else do I have to say, Mr. Bill Cunningham?
Well, I guess that leaves one left with my bass on. This gentleman we borrowed from a couple of other groups he used to work with, people like Tommy Rowe, and he was also a hermit, and Peter Dude's Herman's Hermit. Can you believe that? He keeps calling us lads. I keep telling him, no, don't say that. They don't say that in Memphis. You know, you don't call people lads in Memphis, right? You just call them, hey, guy, you know, whatever. Anyway, being from Memphis, we'd like to pay homage to one group that had a special effect on the Memphis sound, and particularly the sort of soul sound that came out of Memphis in the 60s. And that's the house band at Stax. It's better known as Booker T and the MGs. So we're going to take a stab at playing one of their songs. I won't tell you what it is. Hopefully you'll recognize it. But keep in mind, I'm no Booker T, so, you know, please try to recognize it just so I'll feel good. Okay? All right, let's see how it goes. Thank you. somebody to finish up working on that on his single that he was working on. This guy named Wilson Pickett, and he had a guitar player with him named Bobby Womack, and Bobby Womack wrote a lot of songs, and he had a lot of different artists do songs, and he did actually wrote three songs for our album, but this is a song that he wrote, and he gave it to, or they picked it up, a British group, and you probably think it was originally by them, but Bobby Womack wrote this. I don't think I have to tell you what it is, you'll see what it is. A single racing up the charts around the world, but we didn't have a license to release it in the UK. And a British group got a copy of our single, and they made a cover of it and put it out in the UK, and it started going up the charts. So our producer got really mad that the Brits would steal our song, and so he sort of made us do this, which was the latest British group to release a single at the time when we were in the studio at that moment. So let's see if you recognize this one. this was, I forget which single it was, but it was one of the singles we released, and it was the only one not to make the top 40. And we thought about it, we analyzed it, we said, you know, the production was good, and the playing was good, and the mixing was good, and all this kind of stuff, so we couldn't think of what it might be, so we just ran out of things and came up with it. It must have been the composer, Bob Dylan. The reality is probably because they had a lot of different people doing this song as a cover, and why they pulled it from the album, I'm not quite sure. It's actually not a bad version, but this is called I Shall Be Released.
Is not me.
And prayers are going out to my friends and family. I live in St. Augustine, Florida. I can't even go. I'll be here till Thursday, gang, so if I see you in the streets, we'll say hello. I'm not going anywhere for a few days. They already evacuated the whole island, but So we got to take care of each other. Well, you know, this whole Memphis thing has a lot in common with Texas, and we couldn't be doing a box top shows without a little bit of some BB King.
Some of you may remember it, some of you may have been there and still don't remember it, but in any case, we had heard the San Francisco sound, you know, with all the psychedelic stuff coming out of San Francisco. We thought, well, let's let's take that sort of weird kind of vibe from San Francisco and mix it with Memphis. And it didn't work at all. It was, don't laugh, that's what you're about to hear. But it does come with some kind of a warning that I have to say every time we do this. And it goes like this. The kaleidoscopic imagery and psychedelia of this next song has been known to induce flashbacks in certain susceptible minds. And I figure about half of you are susceptible, and the rest of you, if you look and you see your neighbors tripping, talk them down, because there ain't no free clinics anymore. I don't care if Woodstock 50 or not. All right. So this is our one and only psychedelic flower power hit. It's one called Neon Rainbow. City lights, pretty lights, they came warm the coldest nights. All the people going places, smiling with electric faces. What they find, the glow erases. What they lose, the glow replaces. Cause I've been loved in a neon rainbow. Oh, a neon rainbow. Oh. Moving lights, flashing signs, blinking faster than your mind. Gestures, leaving no unanswered questions. You can live without direction, and it don't have to be perfection. Cause life is love in a neon rainbow. A neon rainbow. But in the daytime, we've got one of our songs went to number one, and Bobby Goldsboro couldn't even stop it. How about that? That was in 1967, and on behalf of all of the original Box Tops, that includes Alex Chilton, Danny Smythe, John Evans, Gary Talley, Bill Cunningham, that's me, we'd like to thank you for making this number one and keeping it there for 4 weeks in 1967. Making it the best record of the year as well for 1967. Putting it in all the movies that it's been in and everything else. It's one called The Letter.
going on before we go? Is that okay with y'all? We love this place so much. We'll be back in March. We'll be in Texas in March on the 13th. I don't know the state too well, but we'll be down in New Braunfels on the 13th of March at the Bronx X Theater, and the 14th of March at Do-Si-Do over in the Woodlands. So if you feel like taking a drive, come on out and see us. Stay tuned. Chicago coming up in just a few minutes. God bless y'all. Good night.